It is the Brett Winterbull Show. News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Wonderful to be here. It is Friday. Congratulations. You made it. Our phone number is always 704-570-1110 to have your say. A lot we can talk about today. A lot we're going to talk about today. We'll talk about the Durham probe. We'll talk about this jobs number that just came out. They still can't get this thing put to bed out there in Pelosi land, Biden Pelosi land. They're not able to get this this human, what do they call it, the human infrastructure bill done. It's just a big spending. It's an orgy of spendage. It's just terrible. It's awful. And it's going to end up not having any positive effect. As far as I can see, it's really not going to have any positive effect. And there's a lesson to be learned in this. In fact, I made a video earlier today, and at some point I'll put it up. But there's a lesson to be learned from what it is we're watching take place. The battle in this country is not between Republican and Democrat, red or blue, liberal, conservative, male, female, black, white. I'm going to be honest with you, and it's a term I use it a lot in my private life, but I don't use it a lot on the radio, and I think I'm going to start deploying it more because I think it's a perfectly apt term. The battle in this country is between us and the weirdos. Us and the weirdos. Now, I know what you're saying. How do you define weirdos? Stick around. I'll explain it to you. How do you define us? Us is us. Us is us. Some of us are Democrats. Some of us are Republicans. Some of us are independents. Some are conservative. Some are moderate. Some are a little bit liberal. But it's between us and the weirdos. This is the great battle and challenge in America today. And let me give you an example of what I mean by us versus the weirdos. I'm taking a look at Aaron Rodgers and what happened with Aaron Rodgers. Now, I don't normally get into the vax debate. I've told people I got the shot. You make your decisions, talk to your doctor, whatever. Aaron Rodgers has gone off the rails. He's a weirdo. He is convinced that somehow his status of not being vaccinated leaked. Somebody leaked the information. It wasn't leaked. It was determined based on the protocols he then had to follow when he tested positive that the indication was he didn't have the shot. He had not been vaccinated. And what does he do? He turns around, he gets on the radio in Milwaukee, and he blames cancel culture, wokeness, for him being outed for not having the shot. Well, the reporters that work in the world of sports are able to say, oh, wait, if he's got the shot and he tests positive, all he needs is two negative tests, then he can go back to playing with his fellow teammates. Oh, wait, they're icing him for 10 days? Well, that's not just a guy who had the COVID shot and then got the COVID and then gets to come back. That's a guy who doesn't have the shot. Now, it's up to Aaron Rodgers what he wants to do. He claims in part of the interview that he's afraid of becoming sterile. He doesn't want to become sterile as a result of the shots. He doesn't like the Moderna. He doesn't like the Pfizer. He was worried about the blood clotting with the Johnson & Johnson. All of that stuff did not come out until Aaron Rodgers started using it as a justification for why he didn't get the shot. That's a weirdo. Like, that's a weirdo mentality. You know what he could do? He could be like, you know what? I didn't get the shot. I got caught. We'll see what happens next. I imagine I'm going to be paying a fine. Just take your medicine, man. Just take your medicine. So that's one good example of a weirdo in the public arena. But in the world of politics, let me give you the weirdos. These are the weirdos, okay? The weirdos are the people who think the only reason why McAuliffe and Murphy almost lost in New Jersey, McAuliffe lost in Virginia, defund the police lost in Minneapolis, and a Republican got elected in Seattle. They think that that happened because we have not passed that giant monstrosity of a bill. That's not anywhere near possible. That's just dumbness writ large. When you look at the Constitution of the Congress, I'm not talking about the U.S. Constitution, I'm talking about how the Congress is made up. How the Congress is made up. Do you know there are 97 members of the Progressive Caucus in the Congress? And when I'm saying the Progressive Caucus, I'm not saying, hey, I'm kind of a liberal dude. I owned a business. Everything is cool. You know, I believe in this and pro-abortion and whatever. And I'm talking about full-on weirdos, 97 of them strong, in the Congress today. We're talking about people that have absolutely no idea about how to run a business, how to make a payroll, how to police the streets. They just know that the answer is more radicalism, more radicalism, more radicalism. AOC is the leader of the weirdos. She is. But there are weirdos that are Republicans, too. You got to understand, they're not oriented in the same way. They're not interested in governing. They're interested in pretending to be governing. They want to be famous because they want to be famous. Adam Kinzinger's a weirdo. Liz Cheney's a weirdo. Weirdos. Steve Schmidt and the Lincoln Project, they're weirdos. They claim to be Republicans. They went and they got people to look like white nationalists from Charlottesville to go stand in front of a Glenn Youngkin bus to try to imply that Glenn Youngkin is about Charlottesville and race hate and things. What the hell are you talking about, man? Glenn Youngkin is as boring as dry oatmeal. He ran the Carlyle Group. He's worth $500 million, and they're trying to make him into the second coming of, I don't know, Tom Metzger. What's wrong with you? You're weirdos. You're not interested in getting things done. You're not interested in getting things done. And believe me, the Republicans have them as well. They want to go there and fight, and they don't want to be productive. They don't want to come out with anything that's going to benefit any of the American people. I said this 2 days ago, and I stand by this. This monstrosity of a bill that's going on here through the Senate, there was an opportunity for Republicans to say, you know what? If you're going to try to pass that thing, we're going to stick some stuff in there like permanent Trump tax cuts. We're going to make the tax cuts permanent. No sunset. We're going to allow people to have school choice. We're going to start larding it up with that and at least present and make the argument for your side. It's never going to pass, but take the shot. We are in a country that is divided. I'm in the normal camp. I'm in the regular camp. I'm in the American camp. But there are a lot of weirdos out there, folks. A lot of weirdos. And I'm going to do a little bit of a dive into Weirdo Nation today. We're going to look at the weirdos. We're going to ascertain who's a kook, who isn't. Are you a good kook or are you a bad kook? We'll take a peek. We'll do analysis. I have an electron microscope we can put them under. We can see.